Good morning. I'd like you to take a moment to check in with yourself. Stand up or wiggle around in your seat, whatever you need. Stretch. Do what your body wants you to do for this moment. And ask yourself, where do you want to be in this space for the next 15 minutes while you listen? Move around, sit on the floor, cross your legs on your chair, stand in the back. I'm giving you permission. Find your place here. And breathe. If at any time you need to move or leave to take care of yourself, you have my permission. What are you noticing? I will go through this time in three parts, each begun with a practice of imagination. Please feel free to do as you need. Participate or just sit. You do not have to do anything I say, but you are invited. And remember that if you choose to go into imagination, you may always return to this moment, this room. And if you join me, I will guide you back here. Would you be willing to close your eyes? If you are willing, imagine inside yourself a room. Notice the light in the room or the darkness. Where are there shadows? What kind of space is this? Is it close and cozy, wide open, claustrophobic? What are the walls made of? Stone, plaster, amniotic fluid. How is this room clothed? What is on the walls? And where are you in the room? How do you feel in this room? Notice your body. Are you at home here or just visiting? How do you feel in this room? Breathe and slowly bring yourself back into this space at church by noticing your feet on the floor, your hands in your lap. Open your eyes when you're ready. And hang on to that imagination for later. This week, I had my period. It was exactly a week late, and trust me, I was afraid beyond reason that God was making a new immaculate thing in me that I was not ready for. But on Tuesday night, when the tightness inside me released, when I felt the walls inside me letting go, I remembered I had to write a sermon, and I realized she, Mama God, was holding me captive that whole week, long enough to write this new thing in me, this sermon. She was holding me, waiting, to show me that I have something in common with Mary, Mother of God, to show me that before Mary could be opened to God's will in her life, she had to PMS a little. She had to get extra sensitive, aware of every sound, every clank of silverware, every blink and belch of her neighbors, every urge to be alone. She had to be super sensitive, attuned, attentive to every angel whispering to her in her aloneness. Mary had to react, get angry, rage at what in this highly sensitive state she knew in her guts was not right. Mary had to rage. She had to build up walls inside herself and around herself for protection. And then she had to wait. Eventually, the walls would crumble. She would feel sharp pains in her gut, aches in her bones, maybe some gas. And then Mary had to bleed. She had to bleed to make way for this new life that would someday dawn in her. Only after she was completely empty could she be filled. only after all the clutter fell off the walls, only after all that would no longer serve life fled her, only once she, like a snake, shed a skin and was made completely new inside, could she experience and create and participate in something transformative, something that would change the world. Mary had to bleed. Breathe. Check in with yourself. What do you need? I've used the words blood and bleed and bleeding a couple times now, and I can imagine you're caught up on that word, so I'll get caught up with you. I want to be careful. I want to care for everyone here. When you hear this word, bleed or blood, remember, I am speaking of Mary's menstrual blood, a natural bleeding, the kind that is healing and cleansing. This is not blood shed from a wound. There was no violence to cause this bleeding. This is blood from walls that were built up to protect and support life. But this time around, those walls were not needed. Remember, this is healthy blood and healthy bleeding. And if those words hold too much for you, can you let them be a metaphor? Hear blood as tears if you need. Hear bleeding as weeping if you need. Hearken back to Carmen's exploration of the cleansing power of tears. Just let it be a natural, physical cleaning out. And also know that this is not a sacrificial atonement theory where someone has to sacrifice to be saved. It's going to be okay. When I say Mary had to bleed, I don't mean she had to suffer for God's work to be done. This is healthy blood, healthy bleeding. So let's get back to Mary, waiting and cramping and bleeding and making space. Maybe she rubbed some salve or essential oils on her abdomen to ease the cramps. Maybe she took a hot bath to ease the pain. Likely she surrounded herself with only women, the ones who knew, and could soothe her without a word. In this safe space, Mary bled. You might ask why I'm starting Advent here. Can't Mary just be a virgin and have nothing bloody about her? Isn't that the point of the Immaculate Conception? Well, I'm not in seminary yet, so I just have to trust my life and Sophia wisdom to provide content and inspiration. My body tells me that even if Mary was a virgin, a term I would add that in ancient tradition meant whole unto oneself, she still went through these monthly cycles. Maybe, perhaps, it was exactly these cycles that made her whole unto herself. Mary had to bleed. And then, eventually, after much story, the whole part that Advent is about, the angel, the making space and receiving, the Magnificat, the naming Emmanuel, God with us, etc., she had to bleed again to birth this new thing, to birth God. And oh, the pain. I can't even speak of it, but there are many here who know it well. That's a Christmas story, so I'll save it. On the 25th, I'll imagine how Mary told Yeshua his birth story every year. I'll imagine Mary turning to a young adult Jesus, saying, "You want to tell me about blood shed for new life?" And still today, I hear the midwives and sisters and aunties, the mothers of all ages, quake and quiver, chuck and smirk when they hear, "There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb." And sometimes I hear them and I feel like saying with them, "Oh, for Christ's sake, we bled first." But that's maybe the angry feminist in me, and there isn't always room for her here. I'm not saying that there is not power in Jesus' death and resurrection. I am saying there is also female-bodied stories of death and resurrection. But we haven't even got to Jesus yet in this story. That's what we're waiting for. Today, we are to focus on that earlier chapter of Mary, the making space, the waiting, the fearing, cramps, shedding, bleeding, making new, making space. We can spend some time, a period, with her. Let's go back to that room inside us. Would you close your eyes and go back there with me? See the room, the light or shadows in the room, the walls. What walls are built up in you? How have you constructed them to hold life? What is taped or nailed, tacked or plastered on those walls? What, by habit of walking past, have you stopped seeing here in this room? Check in with yourself. What's happening? Breathe. Maybe you've encountered some ideas in your mind that are walls, maybe even some that are keeping you from engaging this experiment. They are okay. Let them be. Or maybe if you have had trouble conjuring this room in your imagination, all you notice is a void. What would happen if you entered that space knowing you could come back? What are you waiting for? Let your body be in the room. Notice your body in that room. Where are your muscles clenched up, fortified against something? Be present to your aches and pains. If they could write psalms, what would they say? In this room, in your imagination, what wants to be shed? In the room of your body, what wants to be shed? What must you shed? And how might you feel if you shed it? How might you make way for the new thing God is doing in you, for you, and for the world? How might you make way? Slowly bring yourself back to this room by checking into your senses again. What are you touching? What can you hear? What do you see? There's one thing I know. We have to get back in touch with our bodies. To remember ourselves with awareness, to reclaim, acknowledge, and thank the deep wisdom in our flesh. For we are images of God. We must do this work, find and listen to God, the healer within us, in each cell, urging us on to wholeness. This God is our salve. The root of salvation, the whole maker, latent healer waiting with us and within us to make space for something new. The Isaiah passage said, "We will not know the day or hour when our God will come." And the lectionary text from Romans today says, "The hour has already come for us to wake up from our slumber because our salve, our salvation is here, is nearer now than we first believed. God is our salve, the root of salvation, the whole maker, latent healer, waiting with us and within us to make space for something new. I have spoken of the female menstrual cycle, a phase of this earth's life that deserves recognition, acceptance, dare I say celebration, and study, as it has already today granted us wisdom in metaphor and imagination. This is a female-bodied experience, and yet this process, this God, is not reserved exclusively for female-sexed bodies. This cycle of building up walls, heightening sensitivity, waiting and aching, bleeding and making space, this is what we all do in transition. Before changing jobs, welcoming a child, entering retirement, and even in preparing for death. So, postmenopausal bodies, male bodies, trans bodies, intersex, queer-bodied people do this too. This message, this cycle, this practice may be yours if you choose to enter it. You may not have this particular flesh and blood experience, but I challenge you to wonder, how could you enter a cycle with the earth and the moon to mark your seasons? Each month, what could you do in prayer or practice to let go of your hold on what you've built up this month? Things that you thought would nurture life, but will not. What no longer serves you or what God is doing in you? How might you let the walls fall out of you? How might you be cleansed and start new? God is our salve, the root of salvation, the homemaker, latent healer, waiting with us and within us to make space for something new. Take a moment to go back to that inner room, if you want. If you will, close your eyes. Go back to that room inside. Would you be willing to invite your Holy One into that room? What happens if you do? Remember your body. Feel what is built up, tense or relaxed, closed off or open. How is God in your body, in that inner room, inviting you to heal, to make whole, to make space? How might you feel when you are more whole, more healed, more spacious? What is the new thing you are invited to make space for? When you have had enough time here with your Holy One inside, take your time. Bring yourself back to this room with your senses. Notice our bodies practice resurrection. Amen.